From Ballymoney and County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our Gospel broadcast. It's good to have you join with us today, and I hope you'll be able to stay with us for the next 15 minutes as the Reverend Raymond McLaren lets the Bible speak.
Welcome once again to our program. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 21, we have an exhortation given by the Apostle Paul to Timothy, where he said, "Do thy diligence to come before winter." Timothy was a Gentile by descent. He was saved under the ministry of the Apostle Paul and became involved in missionary work with the church at Lystra and Iconium. Later, Timothy labored in Ephesus while Paul went to Macedonia. But then Paul was arrested for preaching Christ, and he was sent as a prisoner to Rome. So the two became separated for some time. When Paul's health began to decline, he was understandably desirous to see Timothy again before he would depart this life, and so he invited him to come to Rome. As he wrote, he told Timothy of some of the ups and downs that had befallen him over the years. And then he mentioned some parchments and books that he had left behind him at Troas. He had left a good coat there as well, and asked Timothy to bring these things with him when he would come. In verse 9 he says, "Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me." But then in verse 21 he reiterates his exhortation, and he says, "Do thy diligence to come before winter." And you can sense the urgency in Paul's desire. And beloved, it's an urgency that is matched by the urgency of the message of the gospel. We want to look for a few moments at this phrase, "Do thy diligence to come before winter." And as we do, there are three things that we want to consider. First of all, there's Paul's request. We can't be sure what age he was at this point, but he knew that his time on earth was running out. He was shortly to be martyred for his faith. You know, it would be of great benefit to every man, every woman and young person, if each would keep in mind the solemn truth that from the day we are born, we are all approaching the end of life. Over and over in Scripture, our life is referred to not as many years, but in terms of days. For example, in Psalm 39, verse 4, David said, "Lord, make me to know mine end, and the measure of my days what it is, that I may know how frail I am." He said again in Psalm 144, "Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away." It has to be said that life, at best, is very brief. There are no guarantees about this life except to know that we shall all die. How many days you will get to enjoy, no one knows, except God. Now, because of the bond that existed between these two servants of the Lord, we can understand the apostle wanting to have fellowship with Timothy before the Lord would take him home to glory. And as he saw the day of his departure approaching, the matter became the more urgent with him. And beloved, the matter of your departure from this life is also one that needs to be treated with urgency. You need to make that all-important preparation for the great eternity, because it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Secondly, there's Paul's recommendation. You notice the wording of the verse again. He doesn't just say, "Come." Rather, he says, "Do thy diligence to come." The Greek word translated diligence here means make haste or make speed to come. And where else do we hear an exhortation like that? Make haste. Isn't this the kind of entreaty the Lord Jesus gave to Zacchaeus? Jesus was passing through Jericho, and Zacchaeus had a desire to see him, so he climbed into a tree because he was little of stature. But he never expected to be summoned down out of that tree. Jesus spotted him and said to him, "Make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house." If he hadn't come down at that moment, he would have missed out on a great opportunity because Jesus didn't pass that way again. This is one of the important factors, the most important factor about the gospel, that so many people seem to overlook. There is a time when men may be saved. That is at the time when the Lord Jesus is passing by. The truth that so many miss is that he doesn't give any guarantees that he will be passing your way again. The Bible teaches that if you have heard his invitation once, you are without excuse. If you have heard his voice twice, then he is under no obligation to call you again. And just how often has God called you to come to himself? Beloved, don't run the risk of hearing his call for the last time. That's why we say to you, do thy diligence to come. Make haste and come to Christ now while he is still calling your name. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Make haste, this is urgent. Death is approaching for every one of us, and it is imperative that you come and meet the Lord now before you become separated and be irrecoverably lost. Paul had been a good friend to Timothy. And hasn't the Lord been a good friend to you? Jesus has died to save you. He has shed his precious blood to provide cleansing for your sin. He has promised forgiveness to those who confess their sin and repent of it. He has allowed you to be born into a country where you have the Bible. You have the privilege of hearing the gospel, while some parts of this world still have never heard the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Time and again he has sent you his invitation to come unto himself that you might be saved and escape hell. It is not his will that you should perish, but that you should come to repentance. Your eternity is at stake here. There are no second chances after death. There are no gospel meetings in the bottomless pit. Jesus said, come. Make haste to come. Come now. But thirdly, there's Paul's reasoning. Notice what the apostle says. Do thy diligence to come before winter. Why did he say that? Well, shipping in those days was nothing like what it is today. There were no luxury ocean-going liners back then. Any ships that were around were built of wood and were driven by sails hoisted to the wind, or had to be rowed by a team of oarsmen. But whilst the Mediterranean may seem the ideal place for a cruise these days, even in winter back then, sailing in the area was not considered wise at all. Paul knew all about that territory, for he was involved in a shipwreck on his way to Rome. The ship he was on got into terrible difficulties on high seas. The vessel was adrift with a broken rudder for 14 days, and when they were tossed about like a cork on the angry waves, the ship eventually broke into pieces, and they were fortunate to get ashore on broken bits of wood. It was only due to the mercy of God that there was no loss of life at that time. In those days, the Mediterranean was closed to shipping from November to May. They sailed only for 6 months of the year, and the rest of the time it was considered unsafe. So if Timothy was going to make it to Rome to see Paul before his death, then he must come before the shipping was put off for those winter months. In other words, if he didn't come before winter, it would be too late to come after. And beloved, the same urgency is attached to the gospel. I believe there's a warning from God in this word that if you are to be saved, you'll have to be saved before winter comes, otherwise it will be too late. That's how serious the matter is. Now, does the term winter here refer to the season of next winter? Or is it a reference to that time of life when the spring of youth has passed you by? Or when the summer of middle age has gone from you? Either way, there is urgency in the exhortation. It says, do thy diligence to come before winter. Let nothing stop you but be saved before winter comes. Beloved, this could be your day for being saved. If you miss this opportunity, you may miss heaven altogether. One of the devil's favorite lies is that you have plenty of time, but remember that he is a liar. Scripture says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. God says, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Diligence is required here. Therefore, make haste to come. It's the only wise thing to do. O turn, while the Saviour in mercy is waiting, and steer for the harbour light. For how do you know but your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight? May God give you grace to come, even this day.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget that we're on air here each weekday morning, Monday to Friday. So do remember to join us at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.